Number two, please.
Item number two from the County Executive, appointing Andy Nunemaker to the War Memorial Corporation Board of Trustees for a term expiring April 30th, 2016.
Ms. Torhorst.
Good morning again. With me today is Mr. Andy Nunemaker. He is CEO of Dynamis Corporation. Mr. Nunemaker has been a leader in our community his entire career. He's had a distinguished work record as well as a long and distinguished civic volunteer effort. He is very excited to have some thoughtful discussions about the War Memorial Center as we move forward in the process of negotiations and having further analysis of the situation over there and what are the best practices and outcomes that should be achieved through this process. Mr. Nunemaker has served on many boards and bodies and brings a breadth and depth of experience that we hope will serve the board well, and we hope that you will support his nomination today.
Mr. Nunemaker, are there comments you'd
like to make? No comments. Good to see you again. I'm just happy to help make Milwaukee a better place to live, as are so many people in this room.
Thank you very much. Questions by committee? Supervisor Bukowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I realize that you are going to temporarily lay over item number three, but I would ask that items 2, 3, and 10 be taken together. There's a reason for that. First of all, let my comments reflect that there is no personal issues with any of the candidates. It's the first time I'm seeing Mr. Nunemaker. We all know Mr. Duff, and Mr. Tyler is probably in our attendance. But I am going to make the motion for a layover on these three appointments. And the reason is that as a 9-year member of the Board of Trustees for the War Memorial, this has become a political football as far as what we're going to do with our relationship with the Art Museum. And in light of what's taken place in the recent couple of months, negatively, let me just say that I think that there have been things said that have been very disparaging and very unfair. Positively, let me say that I think that with a gentleman by Mr. David Kurtz and the negotiating team, we are making progress as far as some kind of package and plan for the Art Museum and the War Memorial to, in essence, shake up the lineup at this stage. I don't think is a wise choice, and my motion is for layover items 2, 3, and 10.
The motion is to lay over. Is there objection on the part of the committee?
Objection.
We have an objection. Mr.
Yes,
Stamper?
Thank you, Chairman. How long is the layover going to be for?
Until September. They're due September 1.
Further discussion?
If I may.
Ms. Torhorst?
The terms of the appointees from the county executive are lapsed, and we would appreciate the county executive to have his representative have a voice at the table. As you're all well aware, there are a lot of boards and commissions at the county, and the county executive would very much appreciate having some of his representatives have a voice at that table as we move forward. We very much appreciate the fact that the people who are serving those slots have had a very distinguished and honorable term. We just believe it's time for the county executive to have his voice be at the table and have a fresh perspective that could have a more removed situation from any prior comments or beliefs and have a cleaner and less critical and perhaps tainted view of the process. And if anything, Supervisor Borkowski's comment may be relieved a little as we have new viewpoints and voices at the table that haven't had history that could bring to the table things that may or may not be relevant to the negotiations and discussions that need to take place in the next 2 months.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Alexander, then Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering if Mr. Nunemacher could just give us a brief explanation of what he sees the current issues as, so that we could gauge his understanding if he were to be an immediate new board member.
Sure. I mean, I think I don't come with any preconceived notions of a canned answer, but I do understand the War Memorial Corporation's mission, and I think the mission is to serve all of the organizations that are part of the War Memorial Corporation. That includes Villateras, Charles Alice, Marcus Center, the Art Museum, and probably first on that list, the Veterans Group and the programming for the veterans. And I think a body that's able to serve all of those constituencies and move all of those groups forward is a well-functioning body, and one that isn't may need some either fresh perspective or some new ideas in order to serve all of those constituency groups. But I certainly don't come with a canned answer. But I think the perspective of, you know, my business perspective and understanding the efficiencies of business, et cetera, might be able to help the efficiencies of any organization I'm a part of.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Supervisor Borkowski, and, you know, I'd just like to point out that some of these terms have been expired or lapsed for over a year. So to rush and try to fill them now, I mean, the opportunity was there over a year ago to fill these positions. The county executive's office should have taken that opportunity at that time instead of waiting for a whole year. So it didn't seem like it was quite that urgent. But Supervisor Borkowski and I both know from serving on the board right now, the War Memorial Corporation, we've finally come to the point where we're working together in negotiating. We have a negotiating team in place. This has been something that's taken us 6 or 8 months really to get accomplished. And it's a delicate situation that needs to be handled carefully. And I agree that changing positions now is just going to disrupt that whole process. And I'm afraid it could just set us back months again. We're on course right now. Both parties are committed to have a resolution by September 1st. And I think that having new insight will be helpful, but I think it's important that the change come after this agreement is done so that everybody who's been intricately involved to this point can be around to make these decisions. So I will support the layover.
Other questions by committee? We have a motion to layover. There's been an objection. We'll therefore call the roll on the layover.
Mr. Chair, as a point of clarification, the county executive's office did submit a revised report on this item, so the correct term end date for Mr. Nunemacher is April 30th of 2014.
And we'll note that correction. Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious, Mr. Chairman, what would Mr. Nunemacher's role be in the negotiation process, or would he play a role in that process?
I'd answer that question by saying I believe not. I believe a negotiating team has been formed that are currently in negotiations, and that these appointees would likely have no bearing whatsoever on the outcome of that vote, those negotiations. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. With all due respect, as those of us who actually are on the board know, we are the ones that are giving the direction to the negotiating team as far as setting the policy and the objectives to make sure that the negotiations achieve certain objectives for both sides, both the Art Museum and the War Memorial Corporation. So while the board itself or the trustees are not directly involved in the negotiations, because quite frankly, to have 20 people involved in a negotiation would really take things on, we've elected to appoint this committee, give them a set of goals that we wanted to achieve, and then have them go forth and negotiate it at that point. So if we change now the people who are basically setting the policy, I think it's just going to disrupt it. I don't see any problem with waiting till September to get this done. At that point, the negotiations will be done. Everybody will know exactly where we're going forward, and then we bring in the new, the fresh blood, so to speak, to help move us forward and put it in motion.
Are there further questions by committee? The motion is to lay over. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Miles, Madam Clerk, an aye would be in favor of the layover?
Correct.
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
No.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
5 ayes, 2 noes.
Items